Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation, development projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees at Thoothukudi in Tamil Nadu last night after returning from the Maldives. The projects will significantly enhance regional connectivity, boost logistics efficiency, strengthen clean energy infrastructure, and improve the quality of life for citizens across Tamil Nadu. These initiatives span across key sectors, including airports, highways, ports, railways, and critical power sector advancements. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the historic free trade agreement signed between India and the United Kingdom during his overseas tour.
विदेश प्रवास के दौरान भारत और इंग्लैंड के बीच ऐतिहासिक फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट हुआ है। ये भारत पर दुनिया के बढ़ते भरोसे और भारत के नए आत्मविश्वास का प्रतीक है। इसी आत्मविश्वास से हम विकसित भारत बनाएंगे, विकसित तमिलनाडु बनाएंगे।
Mr. Modi said that the free trade agreement will strengthen India's economy and accelerate the country's journey towards becoming the world's third largest economy. The Prime Minister will participate in the celebration of the birth anniversary of the great Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I with the Adi Thiruvadirai festival at Gangaikonda Cholapuram Temple in Tamil Nadu today. Mr. Modi will release a commemorative coin honoring one of the greatest emperors of India, Rajendra Chola I. This special celebration also commemorates 1,000 years of the legendary maritime expedition of Rajendra Chola I to Southeast Asia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 124th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In Chhattisgarh, at least 4 Maoists were killed in an encounter with the security forces in Bijapur district yesterday. Bodies of killed Maoists have been recovered. Security personnel also recovered a large quantity of weapons, including self-loading rifle, from the spot. A joint team of security forces was dispatched on a search operation after the intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the southwestern region of the district were received. There has been intermittent exchange of fire between the security forces and Naxalites since yesterday evening. On to sports now. In chess, first game in the final of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 between Kuneru Hampi and fellow Indian Divya Deshmukh ended in a draw in Batumi, Georgia last evening. Divya was playing with white pieces while Kuneru was on the board with black. Both the players get half a point each after this draw. Game 2 of the final will be played today. The All Indian clash guarantees a spot in next year's FIDE Women's Candidates Tournament, where the winner will earn the right to challenge Zhu Wenxin for the World Championships title. This is a momentous occasion for women's chess in India, with both the winner and runner-up position secured in a tournament of such a global stature. In cricket, India will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 174 for 2 against host England on the last day of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester today. Captain Shubman Gill not out at 78 and KL Rahul unbeaten at 87 gave India a glimmer of hope as England took a massive 311 run lead on day 4 in Manchester last night. At stumps on day 4, India is still trailing the host by 137 runs. And IMD has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over West Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Gujarat today. It said that monsoon conditions are likely to be in active phase over central India and along the west coast and adjoining Ghat areas during the next 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.